Alrighty, my friend. You know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks for being with us, guys. We are going to have a shorty episode today, and we are talking about feelings or facts. We, as human beings, confuse this all the freaking time. And I just wanted to pause and hover over this for one episode, because feelings are not facts. We tend to project them that way. We tend to verbalize them and communicate them as some type of fact. We don't even necessarily communicate them as opinion. They're feelings, and feelings are giving us all types of healthy, amazing, important, vital information and data all of the time. But when we don't really pause to spend time in them and to give them attention and to really get into that mode of discernment, those feelings can inform some real and accurate decisions, interactions, communications, and thoughts, which we then interpret as factual. They are not. They are not. They are feelings, okay? And so, what is an example of feelings versus fact? You made me angry. Okay. A statement like that, it's a feeling. It's not a fact that this person either intentionally, deliberately, or even really did make you angry. Okay. What happened was when they participated in a certain behavior or engaged you a certain way, it created feelings of anger. And that anger is giving you information. It is telling you, gosh, maybe you need to set a boundary with this person. Maybe you need to give it some space, time, and attention to see, you know, what are these caution signs? What are these flashing lights of anger trying to communicate to you? It might say stop. It might say pause. It might say, set a boundary. It might say, let's look at this. What did it remind me of from my past that influenced the feeling of anger or fear? What's underneath the fear? Is there a memory attached to it? Is there a trauma attached to it? Is this something that happens as a pattern or as my default mode? Is that my default emotion? And then do I go to this place of thinking, gosh, people suck. All these people, they're just making me angry. They always want things from me. You know, all of these things, they're not factual. They're perceptions. Okay. And those perceptions are interpreted sometimes in a very inaccurate way. So feelings do not inform fact. We have to be very cautious about that. And sometimes we just pause and we ask ourselves before we're going to, you know, act, react, or communicate something. We ask, like, how do I want to communicate this as my experience, as my feelings, as my reaction? How do we want to own the feelings that we are about to communicate? That's really important. And we ask ourselves, we start that by saying, was this a feeling or was this a fact? Sometimes things are facts, okay? Like, it's a fact that you observed X, Y, or Z, okay? Like, this is what I witnessed. But your interpretation of that can be all kinds of things coming from all different spaces and places in your beautiful lived experience. And when we take time to pause and honor that, gosh, we can have some rich relationships. And that's really what we want for our audience, we want for ourselves, we want for our clients, we want for everyone that we encounter is to have richness in their connections, in their relationships, in their lived experiences. And we want them to last beyond that one lifetime. We want it to go on for generations and generations and generations. We believe that that can happen and that we can leave this legacy of good behind when we do this work. And it can start with something as simple, not easy, but simple as identifying, is it a feeling or is it a fact? What is informing this? And I want to link, and I really, really want you to click on the link in the show notes and go back and listen to our episode where we talk about emotions being illuminators, because that's going to take you a little bit deeper into this. And there's another episode where we talk about some things that really influence faulty thinking or keep us at different stages and phases and for different reasons, but they keep us from being able to identify with, relate to, or utilize our feelings. A diagnosis that comes to mind is anhedonia, alexithymia, things of that nature that really keep us from being able to identify and best utilize our feelings. And what happens there is then you're kind of forced in this disconnect from your feelings to dive right into the thoughts. And as we know, thoughts can be extremely faulty. And so this is just a quick rant, a very short episode, and an invitation for you to start to discern and sit in when you are thinking and feeling things. Like, let that cycle through a few times. You know, go back between the thoughts and the feelings, the emotions, okay, and the perceptions, and see, are you responding to feelings and owning them, or are you projecting them as fact and they're not? Okay, so just want to give you some insight and a call to action for this week. Like, really honor that, sit in that. And please, please, please note that there are several opportunities in your Plan to Recover mini journal to document and look at these a little bit closer. Okay, like as you are looking at your journaling practice, I want you to think about your interactions and your reactions and your internal landscape and how certain things and stimuli and people are affecting you.
Okay.
And discern in your journaling practice, you know, feeling from fact,
And how do you want to use that discernment to enrich your relationships? So please bring this back to your daily journaling practice. And if you are not engaging in a daily journaling practice, we just encourage you to do that. I hated journaling and never thought that I would be one to do it. Now that I do it, I can't imagine my life without it. So that's just my lived experience, but I really desire for other people to get out of it as much as I have. And that's why I developed the Plan to Recover mini journal. And I hope you will engage with it. And if you haven't yet, just check it out on Amazon. You can search through the Amazon app, Andrea Epting, or the Plan to Recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery. And or you can just get a piece of paper from the printer right now and start a journaling practice that way, because there's so many different ways to engage. But please do, this week as a call to action, honor the time and space that is required to sit in and notice feelings versus facts. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next week.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.